surgically enhanced to sound louder, better, bigger, because size really does matter. And everything's bigger in Texas.
99.5 FM K258BZ Sugarland and 99.5 FM K258DA Houston. Radio Debung is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of RD Broadcasting, LLC, Radio Debung 99.5 FM, or its affiliates. Individual programmers are responsible for their own content. If you have concerns regarding the following programming, please send an email to info@radiodebung.com.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
Twas the holiday party, and all through the halls were bright smiling faces and loud cheerful calls. The party guests had eaten a feast made to please, catered with style from Arling's Chinese, presented with poise and serviced with grace. Catering from Arling's put a smile on every face. Make your next party delicious with ease. Cater with style, Arling's Chinese. Halal menu available. See our menu at arlingschinese.com.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation, find out what resources may be available to you, or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Suno, ye jo tumhari aankhi hai na?
Haan, meri aankhi?
Jaise bichli ke timtimate hue do bulb.
Hain?
Aur ye jo tumhari reshmi zulfein hai na?
Haan, meri reshmi zulfon ka kya?
Jaise bichli ki daare.
Kya?
Aur ye jo tumhara nasuk sa dil hai na?
Ab mere dil ko kya hua?
Jaise koi bichli ka transformer.
ओफो, ये क्या तुम मेरे से बिजली की बोली बोल रहे हो?
बस क्या बताऊं, जब से ये डिस्काउंट पावर लिया है ना, तब से हर चीज में मुझे बिजली ही बिजली नजर आती है।
वैसे सच कह रहे हो, मुझे भी तुम आजकल किसी बिजली के खंबे से कम नहीं लगते।
अरे वाह!
खुदा करे कि तुम्हारा स्विच कभी ऑफ ना हो। और ये जो तुम्हारा फड़कता हुआ दिल है ना, डिस्काउंट पावर के बिल की तरह हमेशा मेरे काबू में रहे।
Sign up your home or business today. Go to discountpowertx.com. That's discountpowertx.com. Or call 877-455-4674.
Discount Power. Arriva.
PUCT number 10177.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Listen close what I gotta say. Cause you know there ain't no other way. Love is the message, eh? Y'all ready? Let's go.
Yeah, we can make it better, yeah. When we come together, yeah. All you got is me and yeah. All I got is you.
Welcome, Houston, to Chai Time. Here is a Monday chat, only on 99.5 FM with your hosts,
Layla, Sasha,
and Lynn. Thanks for tuning in on this lovely Monday morning with us. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful weekend. How was everyone's weekend? Let's start with Amy.
Let's see. I went to the Jidenna concert. Are y'all familiar with Jidenna?
No.
Okay, so he's like an Afro Soca beats kind of music, and it was at the House of Blues. It was amazing, and he was like right here, and we made eye contact, and then I went into daydreaming where he asked me to marry him, and the women were so upset, and I was like, look, Jidenna, this cannot happen. Like, it won't work. It just won't work. I'm sorry. And he was crushed. Oh. And I said, you'll survive. I bet you there's plenty of other women who would love to marry you, Jidenna. And then I got back into reality. And then I was like, oh, yes. So that was my weekend. It was fun.
Yeah. It was a fun weekend.
Yeah. Yes, it was a fun weekend.
How about Layla?
It was interesting. We actually enjoyed the weather. Saturday we were at Sasha's and we just enjoyed the outdoors. So
yeah,
we were out
so
all day. And by night my kids were like exhausted. But it was so worth it because they soaked in all the sun.
Yeah.
And might as well do that before tomorrow, right? Because it's going to be cold. Get ready for that, Houston.
I had a great weekend too. So Saturday we were out all day, like Layla said. And we went to the park with the kiddos. And it was just the weather itself was just so nice. Mm-hmm. Just being outside. And then Sunday, the same thing. We were outside all day. The girls were playing with their friends out in the front yard. And I put up my Christmas tree. I know I'm crazy. Thanksgiving is not even here yet. Oh, my God. 11-11.
Oh!
We were just talking about that.
Yes.
That is crazy. See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. You're paying attention.
Yeah.
What were we talking about at 11-11? Let's share.
Yeah, let's share. So Amy and I and Layla and Lynn were talking.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're all in the studio. Yeah. And about the number 11-11 and how it signifies like angels around you and things like that. And a lot of people do see this number 1111, mm-hmm. and I've seen it, like I said, and I think I've said this countless times since I got pregnant with my first child, and since then I just keep seeing that number 1111, and every time I see it, I do feel that angels around. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to let Amy elaborate on that.
Well, today is November 11,
yes.
So it's like 10 times like magnifying the power of manifestation and alignment. So right now, manifest whatever you desire and want in your life. And then again at 11:11 p.m., do it again. But overall, today is a powerful day because today is 11:11 anyway. So
I like what you spoke about, that you write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then is there a mantra you say all day long?
No, I just, I think a lot of us, we say we want certain things, but then our mind or our actions contradict what we really want. Either it's through like fear or self-worth or confidence or whatever the reasons are. And so just being mindful of that. So the other part is, after I write it down, I'm just mindful of my thought process in the whole thing. And then the other part, there's several parts to it. So if we're going to go into it, I'll be really quick. And the other part is, I don't, there is no, what's the word for it? I'm not tied to the outcome, because I may want this thing, but it may not be, God's, I use God generally, God's plan for me to have these things, right? Yes. So I say I want these things. I'm very specific, about when I want it, how much I want, all of these things, where I want it, because in that way I can get those things. But then I don't sit here and cry about if it doesn't happen, because I don't know when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen, right? So I don't get tied to the outcome. And then the other part is, the reason why I write it down is because it makes it real, rather than you just thinking of it, because then there's no sense of, there's no sense of it becoming real. Yeah. So when you write it down in pen, it's real, Right. So then you can manifest it. Yeah.
And let's talk about the vision board. So you're going to do that before 11:11 tonight?
Yes. So, vision boards don't necessarily have to do like magazines and all that, right? But a lot of people think that that's the vision board.
Yes. I have it on my phone.
You have it on your phone. See, it's that simple. So for me, I did my vision this morning. Like I wrote in my diary and writing it down. And then, I don't know how I'm going to still do my vision board, for those of you who can't see me, like, quote unquote, vision board. I'm like, you can see me doing the quotation marks. But I haven't decided that yet, but I think we should all put together a group, of women who would love to like do some manifestation and help each other out and help each other's dreams come true.
We've been talking about it. We are actually talking about the actual vision board.
Yeah.
Like, with magazine, with artsy, crafty stuff.
And we do believe, I think, the law of attraction.
Yes.
We do believe that. And I'll give you my personal story. When I... it's a little sentimental story, so I might start crying, but I'm trying not to. So all my friends were pregnant in 2010, and I was trying to conceive for the longest time, and it was not happening, maybe because it was not my time yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being at church, and my friends are all in a circle, and they were all pregnant. They're all touching each other's belly, and I'm the only one that wasn't at the time. And so I just turned around, and my mom was right behind me. And I turned around and look at her, and I started bawling. I was just so sad. Anyway, so that was that. And then I read the book at that time, The Secret, manifesting that I had a child in my hand. And I held in my hand. And I literally would cradle this child thinking it's my baby and visualizing it.
Right.
And a year later, I got pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I do believe in this.
Yes.
And I do believe that whatever you manifest, whatever you think that you want, and if it's truly what you want with all your heart of heart, it comes to you.
Yeah.
It will happen to you. So knock on wood.
I agree. Yeah. That's powerful. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, I think that if I do a vision board, like I've done vision board parties, either attended them or hosted them, but I want to do a vision board that looks nice. Like I don't want it to be on a poster board with a whole bunch of magazines cut out, which is fine too, but I want it to look pretty, wall art.
Yeah.
Because you are an artist. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if we hang up our, I don't want, because sometimes what I've talked to people who participate in these vision board parties, they'll make it and then it's just sitting in the closet somewhere, yes, right? Absolutely. I want to hang it up.
Yes, you know, and you I want to see it every day.
And then I want to write on the date of when that manifested, yes, you know, and kind of keep track. It's like a visual diary.
When are we doing this? Come on.
Let's set a date.
Yeah,
let's do
seriously,
it.
Seriously, like we're in. Yeah.
So on break, so let's like, well, during break time, we'll kind of put our calendars together and then we can announce it to people. Yeah, and then,
Maybe meet at a park on a nice day.
Yeah, as long as it's not windy.
Yeah.
But we need alcohol. I need alcohol during my vision board parties.
Well, then we can't meet at a park.
Then you forget about it.
We'll just meet at someone's house or the country club or somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah?
That's
something.
I'm down.
All right. So speaking of November 11th, today is Veterans Day.
Yes.
So we, you know, we would like to honor everyone who's, you know, serves the country, who have served the country as well. I lost my voice. What's going on?
It sounds sexy.
You guys are scaring me.
Right? Talk some more, Lynn.
So I do want to mention that Arling's Chinese is offering a complimentary meal for all veterans today for lunch and dinner. So, you know, they are honoring all the veterans. And we just want to say thank you for your service.
That's so nice.
Okay, so I'm excited today. Amy's here. Yay. I love it when she's here.
I know.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Like
I like hanging out with
energy.
She's
like part of the team now.
Yeah, I like it. So much energy and it's so positive.
I always wait. I'm like, when are they going to invite me back?
You do not need invitation.
I'm going to show up one day and be like, hey, I'm here. Y'all want, you know, one extra person?
Yeah, always.
We love it. So you can always tell who the strong women are. They are the ones building one another up rather than tearing each other down. So we were talking about that the last time when you were here, Amy.
Yeah.
How as women we tend to sort of like put down other women. Mm-hmm. There's lack of support.
Mm-hmm.
We're always on more on the negative side when it comes to supporting each other.
Mm-hmm.
We of course always talk about how we cannot be successful. You know, men are pulling us down, and you know, sort of like we bash the men quite a bit.
Sure.
But then, what about women? Right?
Yeah.
There are so many, even in the like in the workplace, anywhere, women are always not. I'm not saying generally everyone, right? But majority of the time, we tend to just sort of pull women down, and we forget that that is a big impact on on everything, like the future and all that.
I think it's subtle, you know, because there I talked to some women about this and they're like, oh no, I'm, you know, and it's, and maybe they are, so I don't know, but I'm talking about like subtle behavior, subtle, like you go into a party and you see a girl walking, you're like, what is she wearing?
Yeah.
You
that
thought it
true.
You're sending out the vibe
so
and the energy
true.
Of
yes,
judging
so
what
true.
She's wearing,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it was interesting. I like to watch Jada Pinkett's Red Table Talk.
Yes.
And so she did one with Gabrielle Union and how Gabrielle was talking like recent. And so then it went off into a tangent where Gabrielle, you know, she was already a movie star and she was talking about this experience where she was at this party and she sees this, you know, girl walk in, a woman walk in, and, you know, everyone's heads turned to this woman. And she was like, ugh, who is she? She's not even an A-lister. Like, why is she at this party? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like going on about her. And so then the person she's talking to apparently was her personal trainer. And she's like, well, did that make you feel better? You know, she's kind of calling her out on it. Like, what was the purpose of doing that?
Yeah.
And so Gabrielle kind of goes into the story and basically comes out that she had an epiphany of like, really, it was my own insecurities. And so I was bashing this other person because I was feeling a certain type of way. And I had, there was no need to bash this other person, you know? And so she just talks about her journey. And so it was just eye-opening for me to hear her story and you know, kind of understand it on a deeper level. Because it's one thing to be like, you know, hey, I have this project for you, which is great, right? Like, hey, let me bring you in on this deal or let me get you this promotion or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like every day-to-day action stuff, you know, like the thoughts, the energies we put in there. Like, oh, I can't believe she's doing that with her baby or whatever. You know, these little thoughts.
Yeah, we to judge.
Yes.
But we do it all the time.
Yeah. We do it all the time.
Unconsciously.
Unconsciously, yes. Because when you are at, like when I was working and there is a new person come in, like, you know, yeah, you welcome them, but yeah. then you're already judging,
yes.
you know, like, what is she wearing? How is she working?
Yeah. Work at,
like, all of it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So first, like, just like a high school, little kids start school and it's hard for them to make friends. We do the same mm-hmm, thing. Like, mm-hmm. it just goes all along, mm-hmm. right? Because rather than welcoming them into our clique, or because every work group has a clique.
Sure.
So, like, you don't do that. You kind of, like, you know, keep them at mm-hmm. distance. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I agree.
And I don't,
never thought about it.
But,
though.
You know, like, it's not a really, we all are human, right?
Right.
So I'm not saying that I don't do it at right. all. Like, but I try to catch myself if I do that, you
yeah.
know? Now, if the outfit is hideous, the outfit is hideous. It's just my opinion. I'll be like, you rock it, girl. Like, I don't really like the outfit. But if you're rocking it, go
yeah,
do your thing. I'm
more
not hating on it, right? More power to you.
Yes.
But, you know, it's I'm talking about, like, the behavior of, like, ooh, what is she wearing? And be like, oh, did you see what she's wearing? And, like, then gossiping about it. And then it's,
yeah.
like, an escalating thing. And those are the things that I'm kind of talking about. That's not really supporting
yeah.
one another, you
right.
know?
Yes.
And being mindful of those kind of behaviors. And I think that goes across the board. And then I think... more than anything, I feel like it happens a lot in the South Asian community, a
yeah,
lot,
yeah,
the judgment,
yeah.
you
yes.
know, and the ridicule and the looking and all of that stuff. And it's like, why? You know, let's all work together and rise. Like,
yes.
there's other communities that work really well together and
yes.
help each other rise to the top. We should be doing that, you know, as a South Asian
yeah,
women.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, and I think, like, when women go through hardships, most of the time the question is not like, oh, why? Like, if she's going through a divorce, say,
mm-hmm.
it's more about, oh, what did she do wrong?
Right.
Why did the relationship go down, right? Why did it spiral down? But we don't, we sort of mm-hmm. don't say, how can we help? We don't say things like, you know, how can we support you? We always go, you know, we always saying, oh, you know, what happened?
Right.
We always want to go down to the bottom of things.
Yes.
We don't just be there and say, hey, we are here. Right. If you need someone to talk to, we are here. That's
mm-hmm.
that's never, majority of the time, it's never the first thing that comes to our minds.
No.
It's always about, like, let's, you know,
happened?
We want to know, yes.
Yeah.
We
right.
really
want to
know.
Yeah.
We want to know the juicy stuff
yeah.
first before anything
right.
else. So, you know, I think we really need to change that. We
mm-hmm.
really need to sort of, our thoughts have to sort of change in that way, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think also, so this kind of thought process sparked also for me when I was going through my last relationship, and I've talked about that quite a bit on the radio show. And so the women that he had cheated on with, when we confronted each other, you know, they had, you know, said, well, he said you were okay with it.
Hmm.
And so that's why we entered this relationship. So I couldn't really get mad at her, but these women. But I asked them, I said, why were, you know, and so they would tell me the stories that he would say. He would be like, you know, she's crazy or she's manipulative or she's controlling. And then he'd make him sound like the hero and be like, you know what? I'm only letting her live here because she's pregnant and she has nowhere to go and her parents disowned her. So that's the reason she's here. But that was not true. We were
yeah.
together, right? And so these women were believing his stories. And so I confronted each one of them. I said, look, I understand, but where did you come and ask me to believe this? You were
yeah.
so quick to believe I was crazy. I'm emotionally unstable and controlling and manipulative.
Right.
But you never, ever came and confronted me to be like, hey, well, there's always three sides to every story. That's his side. I want to hear your side. And obviously there's the truth somewhere in the middle. So let's, you know, so, and this has happened. I've seen this theme happen before. I remember, I don't know, 10 years ago, I was in this relationship and I thought it was me and him. And I remember this one day, he wanted to hang out, but I'd already made plans with my girlfriend to go to the movies. And I'm really a stickler to, if I made a commitment to someone, I'm not canceling. And then I'm not canceling for a guy. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, look, I already made plans to go to the movies. If you wanted to hang out, you should have told me earlier, but I'm not going to cancel. And he kept begging. He was like, I want you to come. I want you to come. And I'm like, I'm not canceling. And so did the movies. We hung out. We finished hanging out. And so I hit him up. And he's not answering. And he is, oh, we'd been dating for maybe a year and a half. And he's never not picked up any of my phone calls. He'd either text me back or let me know. So I was like, this is weird. Something must be wrong or something's up.
Yeah.
And you know, we're good at girl intuition. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wasn't thinking like something was wrong, like he's like dying. I was like, something is up. It's about to go down.
Yeah.
So I'm sharing all my business, but I don't care because we've all done this. But I drive by his house. I was like, what's going on at the house? And I see this green Mercedes there. And I remember when we first started dating and we hadn't made anything like legit yet, he had told me he was dating this girl with this green Mercedes. And so I was like, So I knock on the door and he comes out in his boxers. I was like, what?
Yeah. You
know, said a few curse words. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, and then I see, you know, she was in the other part of the room, but it faces the outside and I can see her going through the blinds. I'm like, what is going on? And then I was like, you know what? I don't even care. You can have him. And I'm out and I'm driving and I see the green Mercedes behind me and he's calling me, blowing up my phone. I finally pick up. I'm like, what could you possibly have to say? And he was like, she's crazy and she's behind you. And just FYI, so be careful. And I don't know, something triggered. I was like, nah, let me see what she has to say. So I pull over. I signal her to pull over. I told her, don't get out of your car. I was like, I'm not trying to fight you, but explain to me like what's going on because I'm dating this guy. But obviously you're here, so I'm kind of figuring things out here. And so she did all the talking. I didn't really feel the need to prove my relationship to her. But she was dating him this entire time as well. And so she was telling me how he was telling, because I was there all the time.
Yeah.
So she must have been like a side person, you know? And so she was like pointing out, she's like, yeah, remember that time when you were but he was hitting me up and this entire time he's been wanting to be with me and he's been telling me how crazy you are. And I was like,
wow,
that's so crazy. Because he was playing as both. That was, and then it made me think over the years of when I've hear women be in these similar situations where we hear, oh, the ex-wife is crazy or the ex-girlfriend's crazy or the baby mama is crazy. And we're so quick to hear that. That is us not supporting the other woman. Like, we're just not crazy out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We are picked, prodded, pinched to get to that space. And then if there's kids involved, sometimes that girl might be a little bit emotionally unstable because she's trying to get her bearings straight and she's in survival mode for her kid and for herself. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not saying that every woman is perfect, but like, let's hear the other person's side. And the guy is there, he's playing some part in that story too. He's not innocent and he's not the angel. And so that also has, you know, for me, it's like, let's not be so quick to hear the other woman is crazy. Let's not be so quick to believe that all the time. Let's be supportive. I don't know how often this happens in the South Asian community, but I feel like now that a lot of us are first generation here, married, some of them are, they're divorced now. So you are going to be dealing with, you know,
all kinds of stuff
now living in America. I don't think it's probably prevalent in India or Pakistan or Asia, this kind of drama.
Yeah.
But like, so let's be mindful of these kind of things. Absolutely. Let's be supportive of one another.
Yeah. You know? And it happens in the workplace too. So just recently, you know, like there was a little tiff at work and I was like, okay, we all need to sit down and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more about the rumor and gossip that was going around that affected the ability for them to work together. So, you know, as the conversation was going, it was like, oh, so I heard that you said this about me, and, you know, it went on. So it was really good to hear both of them, because the other person did not know that this was going on in her mind. Mm. So she sort of like cleared it up, because what happens many times when women get together, it's an assumption that they are talking about somebody else.
Right.
Or, you know, but in this case, it was more about they were talking about their family problem that they were going through.
Mm-mm.
But because what happened during that time, so it was just, we have to go on a short break. You're talking so much. Forget that.
Like,
all right, so we're going to come back. This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name. Amir Ali Dodia. Your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company. 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
Twas the holiday party, and all through the halls were bright smiling faces and loud cheerful calls. The party guests had eaten, a feast made to please, catered with style from Arling's Chinese, presented with poise and serviced with grace. Catering from Arling's put a smile on every face. Make your next party delicious with ease. Cater with style, Arling's Chinese. Halal menu available. See our menu at arlingschinese.com.
Happy savings! Thanks to Discount Power for their great rates and service. Sign up on a Wise by 12 electricity plan and get a $25 bill credit by using promo code XBXCVR or visit discountpowertx.com/promotions. Yes, get a $25 bill credit when you sign up at discountpowertx.com/promotions or use the promo code XBXCVR.
Certain terms and conditions apply. One-time $25 off credit will be given to the second month's bill only to new customers who successfully sign up for Wise by 12 plan and discountpowertx.com/promotions. Or use the promo code XBXCVR, PUCT10177.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation. Find out what resources may be available to you or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. So we are in conversation with Amy Malkin, and we're having a great time talking about women supporting women, how, and you know, the impact it has on all our lives, right? Mm-hmm. I was telling my story about how I had a meeting with with two of the other girls because they weren't working together. There was some kind of a conflict, and how the misunderstanding was cleared up because
The first, you know, one of them thought that the other is talking about her all the time when she is around with others. And it so happened that it wasn't about her at all. It was more about, she was talking about her own personal issues. And so when, you know, there's an open dialogue between each other and you sort of like all that, you know, that that misunderstanding sort of clears up. And that is important. And that is what sometimes we miss out on. Because there's all these assumptions on our minds, right? Like, oh my God, every time they get together, they must be talking about me. They're probably talking about the way I work, the way I walk, the way I talk, right? And yeah, I think that happens so many times in the workplace, at the party, anywhere with women sort of gathers around together, I think.
Yeah, I think that it behooves us to, first of all, challenge ourselves to see the word confrontation differently. Confrontation doesn't have to be this, like, Real Housewives kind of drama, you know? So I think that to be able to have the courage to confront this person, to be like, hey, Lynn, you know, I get these vibes from you and I could be wrong, so I don't want to make an assumption, but I feel like you're talking about me every time I come into the room and I really like you and I'd like to kind of figure out what's going on. Have I done anything? You know, can you explain to me? And then Lynn would be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I didn't even know. Like, I'm not even talking. You know what I'm saying? So, like, have the courage to confront that if that relationship is something that makes you feel uncomfortable, and then be vulnerable and transparent. Maybe that you, maybe there is something that have an issue with you and they need to, you know, discuss it with you. At least have that open dialogue so that way you're not constantly being in that position, because that vibe doesn't feel good either energetically if you feel like someone's talking about you.
And I feel like automatically we make assumptions, like Lynn was saying, in our mind about people and what they think about us. And just When that happens, we automatically start to hate them or make up a different scenario in our head. And I think it's important to steer away from that. And like you said, talk about it. Talk it out. Hash it out. Move forward.
Move forward. I mean, it's just be transparent, be vulnerable, have courage, be bold. I mean, and I say these things like it's really simple, like you'll just wake up. It takes practice to do that. You know, I'm not afraid of confronting people if I'm feeling some type of way. Either I feel like they've done something to me, or I'm just not feeling some kind of energy. And if I stay calm and collected and then also manifest how the conversation is going to happen, most likely it's going to happen calm. No one's like, nobody has a desire to be screaming and yelling and do all of that. You know, we already have too much stuff going on in our lives. Like, we just don't need extra drama. So if you just kind of foresee this conversation going smoothly as much as you can, then it'll most likely go smoothly. But it, it doesn't serve us to, so, but it goes both ways, right? If it doesn't make us feel good about people talking about us, then we shouldn't also be the ones doing the same thing either, right?
We also want to let the listeners know we are on Facebook Live. Hi. And we are taking calls. We want to know your views, your opinions, and if you have any questions for us. So the number to call us is 713-974-4000. Again, the number is 713-974-4000. You know, share your views. This is all about women. So, you know, we should all get together, talk about it. So call us. If not, you can always message us on Facebook Live as well.
What do I'd be kind of curious to hear from the viewers, to be like, what are some of the common issues that come up with women supporting women in the South Asian community? Because it's like one thing about women, you know, being better supporters in general, but then I think there's another layer when it comes to South Asian women. And so I want to know, like, what kind of what are those nuances? It was interesting. So I saw this video with Priyanka Chopra. I was talking about this to you guys last time I was on here. And how, you know, she's an actress. And now she's been able to cross over to Hollywood and done some amazing things in Hollywood. She's played a lead role in Quantico, you know, a reoccurring series. And there she's playing an American detective. And so she got a lot of backlash for portraying an American woman rather than being authentically Indian. And it was, her answer was so well put together. I mean, she was like, look, I'm an actress. I play roles. And I've played all different types of roles. So like in certain South Asian movies, if she's like Bengali or Telugu or whatever, she's also you know, portraying that woman and having those certain accents that are authentic to that. Right. So she's not always playing an Indian woman, you know, to categorize Indian across the board. It's like crazy because there's so many different variations of, you know, South Asian countries. And so then she was like, you know, in Quantico, I'm an American woman. Right. So I'm playing an American, I have an American accent, you know, so why all this like backlash and heat? And then on top of that, you know, just her crossing over and then the way she dresses and things of that nature. And it's like, oh my God, she's made huge like leaps for us as South Asian women. Like we should be like, you know, proud of her and celebrating her rather than putting her down and criticizing every little thing that she's doing, you know? The amount of conversations I heard when her and Nick Jonas got together, it was a lot of hate.
About
her being with Nick Jonas. And I'm like, you go, girl. That
Exactly. Like, get you that young man.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. Like that kind of support, you know?
It's sad. It's sad. Mm-hmm. But that's the reality that we live in. No one's
But it doesn't have to be our reality. Yeah. You see, that's so it doesn't true. Have yes. to be our reality. It's not my reality. So I don't claim it. And I don't want to portray it or exude it, so I dispel of that stuff. I'm like, be gone, evil spirits. I don't want this. I'm like, I'll change the topic, like, real quick. You know, when they're hating on Priyanka Chopra, I was like, man, Priyanka Chopra is my girl. Like, high five Priyanka, you know? And they're like, and I'm like, yeah, go. Like, go. You got yourself a younger man. You're in love. What's age got to do with it? You know, if they're in love, they're in love. They're happy. And who cares if he's American? Like, you know? Just be happy. So, that's also part of the whole the support thing.
I think like you said, what does, you know, what age, right? Because like when men are dating younger women or they marry younger women, it's always like, man, you're the man, like, you know. But when women are dating or married to much younger men, it's a total different like take on that, because people are just like, why would she do that?
Right.
You know, why is she in this relationship? For what purpose? Is it because he has the money?
Yeah.
So it's always
she has more
the judging.
Money than he
does. But she has way more money.
Yeah, but we are always so quick to judge. We are so quick to like just say, oh, she, you know, like, could she not get a man of her own age?
Yeah.
Or things like that. And we don't like say, oh, this is love.
Right.
It's just plain, simple love.
Right. Exactly. Yes, I completely agree. I think, I mean, there's so many different like nuances and just in relationship stuff too, because, you know, even sexually, if a woman is proud in her sexuality, she's single and she's doing stuff, you know, dating or whatever else. She's like, oh, I can't believe it. And then we're calling all these names like, you know, she's a slut or she's a hoe and all of these things. And it's like, but why? Like, because we don't shame men for doing that. Like, why can't she not be proud? You know, I attended this event by Daya probably a few months ago, and it was about just being open about everything, about sexuality, of who you are. So it was all South Asian people in that room, and it was gays, transgendered, lesbians, and they had selected, you had to turn in like a written like poem or something to turn into read. And so there were the selected participants were reading. And so this one woman, she was divorced. She was probably in her 50s, 60s, very beautiful Pakistani woman. And she was just talking about how she was like, I could never express my sensuality and my sexuality because my husband wanted me to be very, you know, covered up and conservative and, you know, worried about what society would think. And she's like, now I'm not married to him. So she's like, I love sex. Say that, we're like, whoa, like, all right. And we're like, you know, snapping her fingers. We're like, you go, girl, you own it, you know. And that's like the beauty of, I think, you know, supporting and owning. I think that's the other thing, you know, it's also owning who you are. And I think people, once you are confident and you own who you are, people, I think, naturally support you. And of course, you always have haters, but I think you'll get more supporters when you're confident in your own skin.
I think we kind of like take it in the wrong sense. When a woman is confident, we always think we don't admire that confidence,
right?
We are more about we sort of like think, oh, she's so cocky. You know, what does she think of herself? There's no positiveness when it comes to that. There's no compliments. We are so quick to judge, and complimenting someone doing her job or being confident, we lack that so much. Even now, like nowadays, we try. I'm not saying we don't try, but then automatically it just, we go to that negative comments and things like that. It's it just, I
it's
don't know,
very
it just happens.
Half-hearted. Like a half-hearted compliment, you know?
Yes.
Like you want to like just say it because everyone else is saying it, but then you don't want to say it because like you don't really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's not true.
It's not like with all your heart, you're not a compliment.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the other part is, you know, it's like women in power too. Like I don't have to deal with this, so it's not like in the forefront of my periphery in corporate America. But I do know that when there's women in power and leadership role and then they see another woman and it could be almost like that's a competitor, rather than, you know, believing in abundance in the world and saying there's room for both of us to be together to rise to the top, it's yes. naturally I see human behavior as like, okay, well, I need to undermine her. I need to
trash her,
do something so that she doesn't take what's mine. Like, this is my job, right? And it's like, you know, it's already hard enough that we make less than the man to the dollar, right, to the white man. And then to man, and then we're minority women, and it's like we don't have to play like that. Let's all collaborate together and let's rise to the top. You know, the crazy thing is, I won't say her name, but I had ran into another Indian. I didn't run into an Indian. I met another Indian artist, and she's a well-to-do artist. And immediately I liked her, but I had, at one event I actually like hung out with her for a little bit, like for a long duration of time. And she knows that I'm an artist, right? And we were going around meeting these, like, it was at the Texas, if she's listening, she's listening. So I won't say.
It was an event,
and we're meeting people, and she was just kind of playing, like, coy, like, because I remember one of the person asked me, they're like, oh, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm an artist as well. I'm a muralist. And she was like, oh, my God, I didn't know you were an artist. Like, and I was like, you're trying to do me in front of some people. I was like, oh, really? I was like, you know, I'm just being nice. I was like, oh, that's so odd. I've so told you so many times. We got to clean out those ears, Missy, you know, like, playing. And I almost kind of felt, you know, and then pretty soon she wasn't like really introducing me to anybody, you know, and I'm still going to introduce myself regardless. And I just thought it was interesting her behavior towards me. And the crazy thing is we don't do similar work at all. You know, even if she was doing like similar Indian kind of work, we're still doing different because, you know, I'm on Instagram. I follow other mandala artists from all over the world. And it's still also very different because it's our unique way of painting.
Yeah.
So even as your own artist, we can't recreate stuff, right? So she does something completely different. I'm like, there's no competition here. Like, why are you hating on me like kind of low key rather than... Look, we're two successful full-time South Asian artists. Like, let's help each other out and rise to the top. But then on the other end, because I want to manifest other successful South Asian creatives, I have a few other girlfriends. And crazy enough, we ran into each other yesterday at a day event. And we're like, let's put together a South Asian show, art show. So look out for that because we're about to put something together with, you know, some South Asian people in the community and put together like a legit show together. And it would be a lot of fun. Yeah, but it's like in that same breath, like, why do we, you know, there really is no competition. So we should naturally just be supporting one another. But if you don't believe that and you believe someone's out to get what's yours, then you're not going to be naturally supporting. Those two go hand in hand. So you can't say you're supporting, but at the same time believe that someone's your competition.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Those two things have
is in your head.
Yeah, that those two things have to. You have to believe those two things, otherwise, you won't naturally be supportive to the other person if you don't believe in abundance.
Yeah, and we had, there's another talk show that comes on Sundays, right? Namaste Radio. Mm. And Vanshika is one of the hosts there. And I remember when they were starting, we invited them to be our guest. Right. And of course, usually it's a competition and they are your competitors. And it's more about why would someone do that, right? Yeah. But it was more about like we believe in, you know, this is a... this world is big, and you know, everyone can get a fair share of everything. Yeah. And I think having a healthy competition is good. Yes. So, you know, when we got her on air and got to talk about her as well as all her accomplishments and, you know, her startup on radio and all that, she was very shocked because this doesn't happen, especially in the South Asian community.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. You know, for her, and then vice versa. Now they're taking off. They're doing good. And, you know, I went over there. They invited me. And it was such a nice, you know, it was a great conversation. We weren't like, you know, because you're not putting anyone down. You're not putting their show down. You're not talking bad about them. And they are not doing the same. And it's just, it becomes like a fun chat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just women to women, you know, and that really felt good.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was like, wow, we are bringing some sort of a change. We are not having that old mentality that let's just compete. Let's just pull each other down and, you know, sort of that way.
That's beautiful because you're being it. So now it's like, you know, it's like a ripple effect in water. Now that you've like put that into the water, now it's going to ripple off. So yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful. So like many times, and that's why when you were saying that we have to support each other, we have to sort of like bring that out all the time. There is no need to always, you know, sort of like just pull each other down. Mm-hmm. There is no need for that. And we do it so many times.
I think the other thing is asking yourself. It's like one thing to say, you know, okay, I'm going to start supporting women. But then it's like, do the work for yourself internally. Be like, okay, you know, I have my own radio show now and it's going to compete with Chai Time because all women's group and I want to bring them down. Then you got to ask yourself, like, why do you feel that way? You know, what is it that's making you feel that way? Do you feel threatened by them or do you not feel like you're good enough to be on a radio show? And like you have to do the work, you know, so that you can truly like authentically support other people. But it's not surface level work to say, you know, it's like Gabrielle Union. It's not like, OK, fine, I won't make fun of, you know, the women that I come across in the industry. It's like she was doing the work as to like, why am I behaving this way? Why am I saying these things? Yeah. Why am I doing these things? Okay, so I'm insecure. So now what do I need to do to feel more secure, more confident, more worthy? So it's doing the work also.
Absolutely.
And I think once we recognize it, like we pass it on to our kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they say the mean girl behavior starts at home, right?
Yes.
So, and I was just speaking to my kids teacher and she was telling me, and he's only like fourth grade, he's pre-K, still not even in proper elementary school. And they're like, on the playground, she sees these little kids, like the girls, they're like, oh no, you can't play with me because you don't have these shoes on
or
you don't have this jacket on. And I was like, oh really? Like that's too early. But I don't know how and why it starts. Maybe it's just the way we are, but just recognizing it and like having a conversation, I think that's a big thing.
I don't think that's the way we are.
No.
We are fed these things subconsciously, whether it's through TV, through interactions that we see.
There's so much more
media now. And it's so like common that you don't even think twice about it to be like, this is not right.
Right.
It's when, like, I hate using the word being woke or, you know, because I think now that's just used with the masses and I'm like, you ain't woke. But I think it's becoming now aware. So it almost feels like you're going against the grain of society when you're doing these things, like when you're parenting, essentially, because that's been happening, like you said, forever. So it's kind of stopping these generational curses, like I like to say.
Yeah.
It's like same with my son. You know, I don't use the word no often. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I have to use the word no because I'm not thinking straight and he's doing something. I'm like, no, don't do that. But I try not to use the word no because I don't want to. That's like a negative, like I try to figure out what's another way of saying I don't want you doing that, you know? So I'd be like, hey, Zen, I don't think it's a good idea of you touching that electrical cord, you know? And so you're like, no, don't touch that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're going to hurt yourself, you know? Figuring these things out. So it's just going against the norm.
Right.
Because this behavior has been accepted. It's like, oh, well, my parents did it. My grandparents did it. My great-grandparents did it. So
it has passed.
Yeah. It takes courage to go against the grain.
Right.
And then speaking of kids, like, you know, sometimes, like, as parents, we always want to protect them, right? Mm-hmm. We always want to. But then there are times, like, I know this little girl who was going through problems in school with other girls. But then as a parent, what do? Do you want to get involved, or do you sort of teach her, okay, you know, ignore them, go away? Like, which is the right thing to do? Like, you, you know, you also want to support your child and kind of direct her in the right direction. So sometimes it's confusing as parents.
Right. It's difficult.
As well.
Right? Yeah. I think it's like sitting down and having that conversation with your child, too. And, like, figuring out, like, the gravity of that situation. And then being like, well, how do you want to handle it? What do you think is the best way to handle it? And giving that choice to that child. Now, I don't know what age group, you know, since there may be some that won't be able to answer that question depending on the age, but still having that dialogue.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then you kind of as the adult have to figure out how do you, me personally as a parent, I want to let the child figure it out on their own as a learning process. But of course, some things you have to step in on, but yeah. I don't know. That's a doozy. That's a tough one.
It is, right?
That's a tough one. Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to figure out what, you know, is best for you and stick with it and just go with it and just, that's it. That's the way. Yeah, just have confidence.
Be strong.
Yeah, just have confidence in the decision. Yes.
With support or without support.
Yes, yes. But because we have this discussion, we're going to be more supportive.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
That's the goal. I mean, it's going to be it is a slow process. I mean, you know, we still tend to go back to our own, you know, our old ways, right? But at least this is a good point, a starting point where we can all say, okay, let's just, you know, there are so many things that are just petty, and we should just try and pass that and, you know, like be there for each other.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
So it was fun talking, and time is like.
Oh, is it already done?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It just goes by way too fast.
Okay.
But of course, Amy, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, we'll always see you here.
Yes. I love supporting you women.
And we love your support.
So as always, we would like to leave you with a joke, a thought, some humor to start off with a fun week.
Behind every successful woman is a tribe of other successful women who have her back. So thank you all the women out here there for always supporting us. Yes.
One woman can make a difference, but together we can rock the world.
Mm. Yes. Rock on!
That's actually on the playlist.
Okay, I have one today. A woman alone has power. Collectively, we have impact. So thank you for tuning in with your Chai Time Girls here on 99.5 FM. Yali Madad, Khuda Hafiz, Ciao, Sasri Akal, Bye, Adios, Arrivederci, Sayonara. Remember, my friends,
it's Chai Time.
Anytime,
anywhere.
Bye-bye.
Bye.